Seder since the Bechina. By the way, the Bechinas that I looked at, I enjoyed, so Baruch Hashem, the guys seem to be learning well. And so what we're going to do, B'siyata Dishmaya, are two topics today. One is a topic that stands alone, and that is Se'if Gimel. And the other is a topic that's quite large, and that's the Machlokas and Rav and Shmuel in regards to Acha Tishalish Bedilug, and how that applies to Se'ifim Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin. We're going to see it particularly through Sif Dalet and the way the Shach brilliantly presents it in Sif Katan Ches. So that and Mirtz Hashem are the two things that we're going to be doing today. Actually, both of today's topics are going to revolve around an important sefer that I haven't discussed enough, and that is, we made reference to it, and that is the Ravid's Bali HaNefesh. The Ravid has what's now been printed by Masada Rav Kook as a thin sefer, and almost every line in the Ravid is extremely, extremely fundamental. And both of today's topics are really built by the Ravid in his sefer Bali HaNefesh. And the first topic is a fascinating chiddush of the Ravid that's quoted by the Beis Yosef in Sif Gimel. So if you take a look at Kuf Pei Tes Sif Gimel, we have the Ravid. I also put the Ravid in the booklet as well, but we'd like to start in the Beis Yosef, so we're rooted in the text. So let's take a look over there. V'kasa Ravid Sefer Balei Nefesh, im kova veses l'sha'os, v'lo liyamim, eina choshesh elo sha'ato bilvad. So the Ravid says that it's possible to have a case in which a woman is only going to have a veses for a particular hour. And he makes reference to a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. If a woman sees at a particular time, does she have to be choshesh for the entire day? The ad kan lo polig Rabbi Yehuda, ela b'limude b'yom k'desanya, ha'islimude lios ro liyom esrim, l'sheishos. So the case where there's a machlokas is on the 20th day, a woman sees for 6 hours. V'igiyaz man esrim v'lo rasa asur l'shamish kol sheishos. So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halachi is that she's asur for the full 6 hours. Rabbi Yossi matir ad sheish v'choshesh l'sheishos. So Hacha hu depalg Rabbi Yehuda, kivin de limuda biyom esrim, afa gav de besheshos, kviyusa biyom asalot de chashin, kivin de kviya la veses, bahayoma kule yoma zimnahu. Once she has started seeing at a particular day, so then in such a case you have to be choshesh that for that entire day she sees. Aval hecha, but that's in a case of where she didn't have a particular time on that day. She saw for 6 hours. So then the shaila is, after 6 hours, is she going to be mutter or not? Aval hecha de kviya la veses l'sha, v'lo kviya la veses liyome. She never was koveya for a particular day. In those cases, they were koveya for a day. So then in such a case, then there's a machlokas, whether you have to be choshesh for the entire day, and we're machmir, and say that you have to be choshesh for the entire day. However, what happens if she never was koveya on a particular day? It's only at a particular hour that she sees. So then in such a case, v'losi v'esa shedik v'lodiyoma v'akal v'esa tisha. So then says the Ravid, v'adai k'viyel s'sha mahanyula, that works to be kovei v'esas, and the v'esa shedik v'lodiyoma is not oker the v'esa tisha. In other words, even though that day we don't know that she's going to see, but she's created a pattern to see at a particular hour. And then he adds, "V'su ikal imigmar l'ha milsa mehi isisa dekol ahavichada dama va'asoi lekamed Rabbi Yochanan." There was a woman that the Gemara in Samach Vav and Aleph describes that after she went to the mikvah, she saw blood. So she came to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan suggested the following: "Amar la shema lechivi bali al gavei nor." What's missing in the Ravid over here in the base that the Beis Yosef quotes is he says, "Shema, when you came into the city." So then the women, by looking at you, so Rashi learns that the women were jealous that she had such a nice relationship with her husband, so they're going to cause you through an ayin hara to bleed. So Rabbi Yochanan says, don't worry, don't think that it's the tefillah that's causing you to see blood, but rather by simply coming into the city with an ayin hara. So he suggests that instead of coming into the city, l'chivi bali al gabei nar, go and have relations before with your husband before you come into the city. So the Ravid's medayek, but there isn't a yom kavua per se when she goes to the mikvah. Sometimes she went to the mikvah on the 28th day of the month. Sometimes she went on the 20th of the month. Sometimes she went to the mikvah 25 days after Riya. Sometimes 22 days. So the point is, there isn't a veses kavua. However, there's a particular time that she'll tend to see. Va'afal pikein lo chashish Rabbi Yochanan, ella l'shaita b'vad, d'haynu shas knisas al-ir. The only concern was at the time that she comes into the city. Aval kodem knisas al-ir etira, but prior to coming in, then she's going to be mutter. In other words, only 2 hours after she goes to the mikveh is concerned. Is there a concern? But the solution is for her to do it for an hour. Now, there are many things that are vague about this Ravid, and we're going to discuss some of them. Let's immediately see how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and then see the Balamor's Hasagos. Balamor wrote Hasagos on the Ravid, and we'll see his Hasagos, and we'll see B'siyata D'Shmaya, three Shitos of how to understand this Ravid. Says the Mechaber, Kuf Pei Tes Gimel, In Kava Veses L'Shos, so if a woman has a veses that she sees at a particular hour, v'lo liyamim, but it's not at a particular day, eina choshesh ela shaito bilvad, so then she only has to be choshesh for that hour, v'aveses hazeh unekar b'sha achas v'afilu b'lo b'dika. And this veses could be uprooted, this is very vague, we're going to see the Taz's pshat shortly, this veses could be uprooted in one shah, in one hour, even if she doesn't do a bedika. Okay. Comes along the Balamor. This is the psak of the Ravid as presented in the Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look at the Balamor, so in our booklet, we have, on the second and third page, we have the Balei Nefesh of the Ravid. This is an excellent edition that was put out by Masada Rav Kook. And then, on the next page, with the same type of typeset, on page Kuf Mem Gimel, you have the Balamor's Hasagas. The Baal Amar's question on the Ravid is going to be as follows. The Ravid quoted that you could have a Veses L'sha, and he gives an example of the woman that's coming back for the mikvah, that it seemed that she was having her period 3 hours, let's say, after she got back from the mikvah, and when she came into the city, and he suggested that she has Tashmish beforehand 1 hour or 2 hours beforehand. That was what the Gemara said. So what do we see? Says the Ravid, we see that it's possible to have a Veses, yet you'll be usher at 3 hours after you come back from the mikvah, right? 3 hours after Tseis, let's say. She goes into the mikvah a few minutes after Tseis. So 3 hours is going to be usher, but 2 hours is going to be mutter. So says the Baal Amar, this is on page Kuf Mem Gimel in the Dapim on the Sadr of Kuk, V'lo avi nasi b'zeh mal ratzon lomer. He says, I don't understand this. What he's saying? Im ratzon lomer she'isha kavas Veses b'sho shelo b'yamim. So he says, if the Baal Amar is just saying that it's possible that you have to track your hours, and even if you don't see at a particular day, but you see at a particular hour, in other words, a woman does not see on an interval of 26, doesn't see on the same day of the month, but it happens to be she always sees at 4 o'clock. So says the Baal Amar, is that what the Ravid is saying? V'zeh teimuhu. We never found an idea that a woman could be koveya an hour without days. So the first objection that the Baal Amar has is that the notion of a veses for an hour as opposed to a veses for a day is extremely difficult. He says we didn't have him a car. And the Baal Amar says that in such a case, the Ravid is assuming that a woman who always sees at 4 o'clock, no matter the day, then that means then a woman's always going to be usher every day at 4 o'clock. And we never saw such a thing. So that's his first objection to the Ravid. Yes, Sam?
In the Balmor says we have no Makor other than this case. We have no Makor in the post-game.
We have no Makar in the Gemara, and the Gemara, he's about to show why the Gemara is not a Gemara either, even though the Ravid had a Gemara. Ve'ein lanu kayotzev zev chala Talmud. Umashe hevi raya, and his case from Rabbi Yochanan, about the woman that came back, and she seemed to bleed 3 hours after she came back from the mikveh, and his suggestion was for her to have bia beforehand. Umashe hevi raya mihiyis esel desalch mitvilas mitzah havis chazeh. Zeb emaisa hayotolui v'lo b'sha. The problem was her coming into the city. Coming into her city was a maisa that caused her to bleed. Not that the Rabbi Yochanan was suggesting to have bia at a different time. Rabbi Yochanan was suggesting to not to have the maisa of coming into the city. The maisa of coming to the city was causing her to bleed. She'ein lo yom kavua, ein lo shal kavua, ve'ein baza shum raya. And therefore there's no raya. So everybody has the booklet where we just saw the Baal Amar on, which is on page, the beginning of page 3, with Shar Tikkun Avestos, who disagrees with that Ravid that we saw in Shulchan Aruch. Now, there are three ways of understanding the Ravid, and the first one is the way the Baal Amar understood the Ravid. In the Sefer Mekor Mayim Chaim, Aryeh pointed this out to me, as well as I saw that the Sefer Sidrei Tahara, assume that what the Baal Amar was saying was as follows. The Baal Amar was not talking about the significance of her tefillah b'mikvah. Her tefillah b'mikvah wasn't important. What the Baal Amar is bringing out is that from that Gemara we saw that there was an hour that she was aser and that she was an hour that she was mutter. And therefore, if a woman bleeds always at a particular time during the day, it's possible, if it happens consistently, so in such a case, that hour she's going to be usher, that means 3 hours, she always came back from the mikveh at the same time. For 3 hours, she's going to be usher, but she's going to be mutter at all other times. The Baal Amar's understanding of the Ravid. That, in other words, they accept the Baal Amar's interpretation of the Ravid, that the Ravid's actually saying that a woman who consistently sees at a particular time, she is going to be usher at that time. Now this is, and they push away, as I mentioned, the Baal Amar's kasha from that Gemara, and they say, no, the point was not the Maisa, it has nothing to do with the Maisa, but rather the point is that she saw at a particular time. If we go with this pshat, then this pshat is a massive chumrah. Take a look at the Shevet Halevi that I have photocopied for you on the next page. Rav Ozner does a great job summarizing this. On page Kuf Yud Aleph. First of all, if you're interested in the sugya, it's a fascinating sugya because it really starts with this Ravid and there's so many things that are vague about it. Rav Ozner touches on a lot of interesting points over here in Os Gimel, but I'm going to skip to Vaposkim Nechleku on the bottom of page Kuf Yud Aleph. So Rav Ozner says as follows: Vaposkim Nechleku beKavonas Divrei Ravid. There are Baal Amar Basagos Hovin. So that was what I meant, Sam, when I said that this is the Baal Amar's understanding of the Ravid. And then V'Chaim Pirusha Sidrei Taru Mekar Mekayim Chayim. The Ratzal Lomar the Isha Shelimuda Liros B'Shah Kavua B'Chol Pam Sheroa. Asura, underline this, Asura kol yameh bosa shah. Then if she sees, then at that a particular hour consistently, so then she'll always going to be usher at that hour. V'lachein, and Rav Ozner explains, that's what the Baal Amar's hasaga on the Ravid was. V'lachein hisigolav, d'avar zeh lo matzinu shetei asura, l'bayla kol yameh b'shah achas. And then he adds the problem, the point that the Gemara was a totally different case because the Gemara was a case of a Maisa. So this is one understanding of the Ravid. So it comes out this would be a massive Chumrah. Aval HaChavas Das, but the Chavas Das gives another pshat. Let's take a look at the Chavas Das. The Chavas Das, wait, before we turn to the Chavas Das, now we're ready to see the Taz. The Taz doesn't sound like what we just, our interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch, that this is a case of a Chumrah. Rather, the Taz goes back to the case of the woman coming back from the mikveh. And the Taz says as follows, Sifkat and Dalit, Pirush, Kigon achar tfila o shar dvarm ki yotze bezeh, shiragila liros machmas oso zman. He says, we're talking about an event. A woman has an event, and that event around that event, she sees. So according to the Taz, it would seem to be that there's something at a particular time of the day when she does something, like in this case, she was tovel in the mikvah, so then in such a case, then she's going to be aser. Immediately, what we have according to the Taz is something difficult, which we will point out shortly, but also more lenient than what we saw from the Sidrei Tara and the Makar Mayim Chayim. We're not talking about that, what if she saw a few times at 4 o'clock, automatically for 4 o'clock is always going to be usher. That's not how the Taz is learning. The problem with the Taz is the kasha that the Baal HaMor asked, and that is that in that case, that should be called a Vesas of Kfitzos. And a Vesas of Kfitzos, in such a case, is not a case of a Vesas L'shah. That's where we're going to have Vesas L'Kfitzos. We're going to have that later on, Simin Kuf Pei Tes. We're going to have it later on in Si'iv. Yud Ches. We have the following. There in Sif Yud Ches, we have Kofza Biyom Yodua. If a woman jumps at a particular day, only if she jumps at a particular day could it be a Vesas. In Sif Yud Zayin, we have Kol Vesas Shnikva Machmas Ones, Afil Rasa Kamapam, Ain a Vesas, Shivne Ones Rasa. So in general, just from jumping cannot cause a Vesas. But if the Vesas, if she jumps on a particular day, so then in such a case you're going to have a Vesas. So the Taz requires explanation, even though the Ravid's Raya was from a case of a woman that did something at a particular day. So let's take a look at the Chavis Das. So it says the Chavis Das as follows. He quotes the Ravid. Let's pick up Ayin Shom B'Balei Nefesh. This is the Chavis Das and Kuf Pei Tes Aleph. Ayin Shom B'Balei Nefesh. Shemevi Raya Mehi Yisisa. The Kol Amos Dav Salka. This is the Chavis Das in the back of your Shulchan Aruch. The Kol Amos Dahave Silka Mitfilas Mitzah Havi Chazia Dama. The Omer Lo Lechivi Bali Loi Al Gabe Enhar. After Havi Lo Vesas Kavua Lo Tfila. Afilu Hachi Lo Asra Kol Haona. Val Karchach, so says the Chavis Das, why is she not usher the entire day? Hatam mishum de tefila ki kfitza damya. Dahave kevese she'ena kavua. So I told you that in Sif Yud Zayin, the Mechaber says that if a woman jumps and she sees blood, that's not considered a vesas. That's a vesas she'ena kavua. Umishum hachi. This is a brilliant Chavis Das. And because of this, Eina Choshesh Ela Shaita. She's only Choshesh for that time. In other words, the Chavis Das says, really, we should have been Choshesh for the day that she goes to the mikvah. That should create a Vesas. The whole day should be a Vesas. But because a Maisa can't create a Vesas, so that you don't have a Vesas of the day. And what the Ravid is saying is as follows. The Ravid is saying, V'lo ha'isa shatz kavua liros b'shah shebal ir, mishum hachi hetera kodem. It's a new type of veses. It's a veses of a shah. You don't have to be machmir for the entire day, because a veses of jumping is not considered a veses, a veses she'ino kavua. So by itself, since it doesn't make the whole day asur, you only have to be machmir for that hour. V'zel kavonas hataz, gam kein shekasa kakon achar tefila kiyotza, what the taz means, pirish de kol vesa she'ena kavua eina chosheshes, ela shaita kishashon nikva. Fascinating idea. And that is, you don't have a vesas liyom, you can't have a vesas liyom for kfitza. On the other hand, for kfitza, you could have a vesas l'sha'a. And that is what the Mechaber is saying. It's a beautiful pshat. The Chavis Das is mamish a beautiful pshat in the Taz. And in many ways, you could argue that was what the Ravid was saying. The Ravid was talking about this new type of Vesas. It's not a full Vesas. I would call it a half of Vesas. It's a half of Vesas in the sense that it's not a full Vesas of the Yom, because Vesas the Kvitza we saw in Sif Yud Zayin, you can't have a Kvitza for the Yom. On the other hand, it's not considered nothing, because she's constantly seeing it at this particular time. She comes into the city 3 hours after she went to the mikveh, and she sees. So then in such a case, then you have to be choshesh. When she goes into the city, then you're going to have to be choshesh for that particular time. And then finally, the Chavis Das finishes off with a cherry on the top. Vilazeh, continuing on in the Chavis Das. Vilazeh, Shapir, Messiah. Where is it? Are you in the here in the back of the... In the back of the Shulchan Aruch? Is it right after? Is it the first one in the back? Yeah, it's the first one. V'lozeh shapir misayim. So in Sif Aleph in the Chavis Das. V'lozeh shapir misayim ha-mechaber da'veses neker b'sha achas afilu b'lo b'dika. So that's what it means when the mechaber concludes. The mechaber says that you could be oker it b'sha achas even without b'dika. It's not considered like a Veses Kavua. Because a Veses Kavua, the halacha is, that if the Veses passes, she's still going to be Aser. But here, it's not considered a full Veses. So this is if she's noticed this pattern, she has to be poresh for that hour, but nothing more than that. So that's the second shot over here in the Ravid. Much more lenient than the Mekar Mayim Chayim and the Sidrei Taharas Mahalach. Yes?
You are Koveya Abasa Sheina
Kavua? Mm-hmm. You have. I wouldn't use the word koveh because it's contradictory. What's that?
You find a pattern of a vesa sheina.
You find there's a pattern of a vesa sheina kavua, pattern of a shah. Yeah, there's been a pattern even though it's a vesa sheina kavua. Vesa's kavua is always the whole day, but here's a pattern for a shah. Yeah, that's this pshat. Finally, the third pshat. Is as follows. The third pshat is the haflaz pshat. If you take a look at the Badei HaShulchan, he doesn't even summarize the Sidrei Tar Mekar Mayim Chayim. He ignores them for some reason. But if you take a look at Badei HaShulchan, page Sadi Vav gives two pshatim, and he likes the more stringent pshat. The more lenient pshat he quotes from the Chavis Das. On the first line in the Badei HaShulchan, the Yesh Shapirshu, right in the beginning, on page Sadi Vav. The Yesh Shapirshu will run through the whole summary. There's some who explain the Ratzlam Hashem Lo Yom Kavua Liros. Avriyoseh Hein Tamid B'Shah Yidua B'Yom. Gon Shirasa Echad Nisan Gibel Iyar V'Tes Sivan. There's no rhyme or kvius to the day. U'Bechol Pam Rasa B'Shah Tishis B'Yom. But she sees in the ninth hour. V'Ka'amer HaMechamah Shekishol Chasheshes B'Yom Tes Tamiz L'Ves HaChodesh Hein Kavua. So he summarizes, he adds, the Badei HaShulchan adds a little bit more to the Chavis Das than what we said, and that is, so now a woman who doesn't have a pattern, so then what's going to be, if she doesn't have a pattern, and she always sees on the ninth hour, so he says, then it's a kula that you only have to be choshesh for the ninth hour. Okay.
Ninth hour, how often?
On the day that anyhow you're being choshesh for her vesa sheina kavua.
Means she sees on the ninth hour of a particular day.
Of a particular day. Now, this I did not say, but I did say. In other words, what I mean by that is that I gave you the Chavis Das's pshat in the Taz, what the Taz is saying. And the Badei HaShulchan says, then extends logically how the Chavis Das would apply in other cases than a woman coming from the mikveh. In other words, the Taz was talking about that when she was coming from the mikveh, but he says the same would apply even if she's not coming from the mikveh, as long as it's a particular hour, we only have to be choshesh for that hour. And then he says, in the first wide line, Lufish pir zeh hadem esayim ha-mechaber shu neker b'sha'achas ein ratzlom ha-kiris ha-veses mamish. You're not being oka the veses, el ratzalomer, the bekimun sha'aver shaitiv lo batka lo argisha mutaris lebaila kedin ves she'ena kavua. And there what the mechaber means when he says that she has a ves she'ena kavua, what he means is that once it passes, then the ninth hour passes and she doesn't see, then she's going to be mutaris. Okay, so this is a summary of the second shita, an extension of what we had seen in the Chavas Das. The Yesh Cholkim, if you skip down six lines into the wide in the Badei HaShulchan, first word on the line is Rishon, maybe five lines into the wide. The Yesh Cholkim, this is the Hafla. The Yesh Cholkim ala dinah yotzim pirzeh, v'heim sovim she'en lanu veses kazeh, shlotiri el b'sho yidua. So the Hafla says it can't be that the Ravid was suggesting such a pshat that a woman has an hour for her veses, for a ves she'ena kavua. Ubitzir hanal, and in the above case, in other words, a woman who doesn't have a veses kavua, who happens to see on the ninth hour of those days every time, she's also the entire day. Ubitzir hanal tzricha locha shekol onas hayom shel tes tamuz. She has to be choshesh for her veses achodesh on the whole month, and yudalat tamuz, v'chein nir lahachmir kedei azu, and that's how the Badei HaShulchan paskins. Aye, what's the case of the Ravid? So the Hafla has an interesting pshat. She has a particular hours between Re'ia. Ukegon, he does the math for us. I'm not a math guy, so thankfully he does the math for us. Gon Shirah Tamid La'achar, she sees after Tuf Pei Vav Shos, Shehem Chaf Me'es La'es. Va'od vav shos. So a woman sees 20 day, has a 20 day interval with 6 hours. Utchilas riyasa haisa berishon b'nisan b'sha alf v'voker. V'hashniya b'chaf alf nisan. So if you have a woman, he says, that saw on the first of Nisan in the morning, and then she sees on chaf alf Nisan 7 hours into the day, So the Hafla learns that we're talking about a woman who consistently sees with the same amount of hours in between her re'ia. In other words, there's consistently she sees 800 hours between, or more than that, between her re'ios. So then in such a case, then he says that would be, you'd be able to be choshesh. But outside of that, you're not going to have that din. Ultimately, Badei HaShulchan also is machmer against this shita as well. Hayotze midvareinu, I leave off in terms of how Sif Gimel becomes halacha lemaisa. Dahainu, we had the shita of the Chavas Das. I think there is room to be makel like the Chavas Das, but the Badei HaShulchan was machmir against it. I'm not aware of anybody that follows the Hafla's cheshbon in terms of cheshboning the actual hours between the Eos themselves, and that's what he means by a Shah. It's also, I didn't think the Hafla's pshat fit very well into the words of the Ravid. It doesn't sound like that from the words in the Ravid either. I will leave off halach lemaisa in the following way. I will tell you that if you have a case of where you have a woman who has a vesa she'ena kavua, and she does see always at the same hour, there is, I think, going to be makar to be mekel b'shas hadchak based on the Chavas Das's understanding. So if you will, the best understanding that I have is the Chavas Das's havana in the Shulchan Aruch, the second understanding. The Badei HaShulchan was machmir against it, so I wouldn't be makel on it lechatchila. But I think it should be stored away as a shita that one should keep in mind. Okay, so this is the first part of today. All right, that's in regards to Vesas Lashos. Fascinating Ravid that comes out of nowhere, and the question is, what does the Ravid mean? What, yes?
What did Bale HaShofan, what did Nakar B'Sha'a Achas mean?
Notice, how does he read the according to who? According to the Afla or according to the Chavis Das?
Can you do both?
Try both? Okay. So according to the Chavis Das, we saw what it meant. Nekar B'Sha Achas means that once the ninth hour passes, that then in such a case you could be Mekel. I think according to the Hafla, once you've narrowed it down to a particular hour that she sees, so then once that hour passes, then you could be Mekel. That's what it's going to mean according to the Hafla. All right.
So they both say when the hour passes, you can be Mekel.
Right. Both of them would say that you could be Mekel. Yeah. Both would say you could be Mekel. Okay, let's move on to Siv Dalet. We're seeing the differences between Veses Kavua and Veses She'eno Kavua. So the Mechaber continues in Siv Dalet. Od yesh chiluk ben kavaso shalosh pamim lo kavaso shalosh pamim. Another difference between a ves kavua and a ves sheina kavua. Afal pisha avra onasa v'lo hergisha. If the ona passes and she doesn't have argasha, asura l'shamish ad shetivdo. Then it's going to be usur for her to have relations until she checks. V'timsa tahora. So this Rabosai is a very, very important chiluk. Everybody has to remember this. And that is, what's the difference between a ves kavua, ves sheina kavua? So the most basic difference we saw is a ves kavua takes three times at least to uproot, and a ves sheina kavua, you just have to pass it once. Another difference is, what's her status if the veses passes? That the Mechaber says that when it comes to a ves sheina kavua, so let's start ves kavua, because that's what he started with. When it comes to a ves kavua, even if it passed, and she doesn't think she bled, she's aser until she does a bedika. Ad shedivzog v'tim setara. V'shalokav aser shalosh pamim. In contrast, continuing on in the Mechaber and Sif Dalet, if it didn't pass three times, imi giyaz man vesev lo batka v'lo rasa, kivan sh'avro nasa muteres. So once the ona passes, she's mutter. The Mechaber adds, v'ona beinu shi'u shoshim yom dina kaveses kavua. So ona beinunis has a din kaveses kavua. So bottom line, I don't think we asked this on the test, but this is an important one. If the ona beninus passes, she needs to do a bedika in order for her to be... I might have had a question actually about that. Yeah, I did have. Oh, good. So that the ona beninus passes, so then the halacha is that she's going to be usher to her husband until she does a bedika. I think I did not mention to you, or I didn't mention it, it's not very prominent in my mind, so I just wanted to show you now that the Shach has an amazing chumrah on this in Sif Katan Chav Gimel and Kuf Pei Dalet. So we learned this in Kuf Pei Dalet. Let's remind ourselves that we learned something similar in Kuf Pei Dalet test. Let's look back over there. The Mechaber says, Shar Nashim Tzrichos Bedika, women need Bedika, Kishigia Veses, Avar Veses V'lo Batka V'lo Regisha, Tahora V'lo Bedika. So a woman that doesn't have Veses, we learned, a woman, if she doesn't do bedika, is going to be mutter. V'yeshomim shasura ad shetivdok im yesh veses kavua, that she's going to be usher with until she does a bedika. And that's what we saw in Sif Dalet. That's what we saw in Sif Dalet. The Shach points out does anybody point this out? The Taz only points out half of this. The Taz points out by us in Sif Katan Hey, the Taz says, Afagadu Simikuf Pei Vav. Siv Beis Pasak Be'en Leveses Tzricha B'dikah Lefnei Tashmish Kai Ma'irish Yesh LeKvar Veses El Shishinta Achshav. So we're not talking about prior to Tashmish. The Taz just points out that we're not talking about Tashmish. Ah, this is what I was looking for. If you take a look at the Ramah, The Ramah at the end, or the Rashi words at the end of Sif Tes and Kuf Pei Dal Tes, you have V'hachi Nog V'chein Hu LeKaman Simen Kuf Pei Tes. You could ask Akasha that in Kuf Pei Dal Tes it says that she's Aser until she does a Bedika by a Veses Kavua only as a Yesh Omrim, and in Kuf Pei Tes in Sif Dalid it just says that she's Aser. So that's what the Rashi letters are saying, that that the Mechaber himself later on is going to pass in like this Yeshovim. So that's what we have over here. What we learned in Kuf Pei Tes Dalid, the Mechaber has it as a Yeshovim in Kuf Pei Dalid Tes. Okay, good. I thought the Nosei Kelim by us said it, but actually the Ramah letters over there says it. What I say that the Shach has interesting Chumra, what's the Halacha if a woman didn't do a bedika immediately after her veses? So what did we learn? The halacha is that she's supposed to. So this is halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, a woman's own abeinanis, her own abeinanis passes. She didn't do a bedika. She remembers that night. Do a bedika right away. What happens if she didn't remember that night and she didn't remember the 31st day? Could she do a bedika now and she'll be okay, or it's too late? So here, the Shach in Sifkat and Chav Gimel and Kuf Pei Dal, it says, Kasa Beis Yosef, Mashmos HaPoskim, Da Filu Ichra Zman Kama Achar HaVeses, Kimin Shabbat Gumatza Torah Torah. Even if you do it on day 31, it's going to be okay. V'abach Posak Yesh LaHachmir. And the Bach, Paskin Zalchumra, Kimaskanas HaMardachi. If you remember, we discussed previously, there's a Mardachi who holds that there are times that we say, Kol Tingun Derabbanan Kein, Doraisa Tikein, and even though Vestos are Derabbanan, that we're Machmir. So here, this Mardachi again. The Mardachi holds that the halacha is that we have to be choshesh that the dam came and you couldn't find it. So that's the shita of the Mardachi. Halacha lemaisa we're mekel. So let's summarize what we have. Halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa we have if a woman has a vesa she'ena kavua. So then, in such a case, then the halacha is a lichatchila. She should do a bedika both by a vesa shena kavua and a vesa kavua. But if she forgets to do a bedika on the vesa shena kavua, she's fine. If she has a vesa kavua, so then in such a case she needs to do a bedika as well as an ona beinanis. So she should do a bedika afterwards. If she forgets to do it afterwards, so the Bach says you're in trouble. You have to be choshesh that the period came, but we're not choshesh. The Beis Yosef doesn't paskin that way, and so therefore, whenever she remembers, even if it's a day later, in such a case, she should do a bedika. Yes? I'm not aware of Amidas Hasidus to do it in such a case. Okay. Now, Rabosai, we're about to jump into the bowels of Vestas. You ready? Fasten your seatbelts. Okay? This is it. Here we go. We have many different types of vestas. I'm going to start. Here I'm going to use the board, okay? We have something that's called a vestas achodesh, and that is that a woman sees on a particular day of the month. So she sees on Aleph of that month, and then she sees on Aleph again and Aleph again. Okay, that would be vestas achodesh. We have a vestas haflaga. The Veses Haflaga is that she sees on 20-day intervals. Okay, that would be another type of Veses. This is not going to be an exhaustive list. I'm just going to give the Vestos that are relevant for us. By the way, the Beis Yosef by us gives a beautiful summary of the Vestos. I just want to make sure that everybody sees it and knows about it. So you definitely want to go through the Beis Yosef in Sif Beis? Yeah. Beis, great. Okay, so then you have Chodesh, you have a Haflaga, and then you have a Haflaga Bedilug. Haflaga Bedilug means that you see 20 days, and then you jump from 21 days, and then you jump to 22 days. Okay? That would be Haflaga B'Dilug. You could have the same thing with Chodesh B'Dilug. Let's do Chodesh B'Dilug. Chodesh B'Dilug is not Aleph, 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 but rather is Aleph of this month. Let's make this is going to be Nisan, okay? And then you see Beis of the next month. Okay? And then you see Gimel on that month. Okay? That's going to be, you'll have Dilug by Chodesh, and you could have Dilug by Haflaga. Okay. Now we're ready for a Gemara. Says the Gemara on Daf Samach Dalid Amid Aleph. The Gemara has a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel on Samach Dalid Amid Aleph. And this is going to be the most important machlokis in regards to Vestos. Everything is going, in terms of understanding what's going on in the Shulchan Aruch and so on, it's going to revolve around this machlokis. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Rasa Yom Chamisha Asa L'Chodesh Zeh. The Yom Tezayin L'Chodesh Zeh. The Yom Shiva Asa L'Chodesh Zeh. Rav Omar Kavala Veses L'Dilug. U'Shmuel Omar Ache Teshalesh B'Dilug. So let's put this Gemara on the board. Instead of doing Aleph and Beis, what we're going to do is we're going to use the case of the Gemara. And what was the first Re'ia in the Gemara? It was Tesvav. So she saw Tesvav of Nisan, and then there's a Dilug. In Iyar, she sees on Tezayin, and on Sivan, she sees on Yudzayin. Okay? We're going to have a machlokis. Is that going to be enough to be considered three times to have a Vesas? Shmuel says, "Ad shetishalish the dilug." You got to triple the dilug. What does that mean? That means Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz. You're going to need also Yud Ches. So the machlokis is: does she have a Veses Kavua once she saw on Tezvav, Tezayin, and Yudzayin? Good. Shmuel says only here. So Rav Veses, Shmuel, Ein Veses, and Shmuel, Kan, says that Kan Yesh Veses. Okay, that's going to be the machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. You have that in front of you in the Gemara in Samach Dalet Amid Aleph. The Ravid, I said to you that the Ravid is amazing. So the Ravid does something very, very beautiful. The Gemara never explains what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is. Yes?
Just a small question. We're using examples where the dilug is always plus one. Could it be minus one or plus
yes.
two?
Yes, it could be minus one as well. The Beis Yosef spells that out. Yes.
And plus different numbers?
Plus different numbers as well. Yeah. Yes, you.
This is only based on a Chodesh dilug.
That's what we're about to get to. You're a natural Lamdan, Yehuda. You're anticipating where we're going. Very good. So, but before we go there, what is this machlokis? It says the Ravid talks like a Litvish Rosh Yeshiva. Take a look at the Ravid. The Ravid in Os Yud Beis. The Beis Yosef, everybody see it? Kuf Pei Tes Yud Beis. Says the Ravid, Kos HaRavid Sefer Balei Nefesh, De Lo Pligi Rav Shmuel Bishar Vestos. He points out that Rav and Shmuel only argue over here. De I Vestos De Yomininhu, the Kule Alma Kamaisa Miminyana. So the Ravid points out we never had a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel whether you need a fourth Aleph. Everybody agrees that she sees three times Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, Aleph Sivan, then she has a Veses Kavua. Everybody agrees. No one says that she needs to get to Tammuz. So says the Ravid Gishmak. The Ravid says like this. He says, and in the other direction, the I Veses Haflaga Ninu, and if we're talking about Veses Haflaga, to Kule Alma Kamaisa Lamed in Yana, If we're talking about haplaga, that you're seeing an interval of 20 days, so then everybody agrees that you need the last 20 days. One re'iyah, two re'iyahs, three, and four. You're not going to have a vesas haplaga without three intervals. The first re'iyah doesn't count because the first re'iyah is just starting off the intervals of 20. So far, so good, Rabosai? Is it confusing that the green went into this? No? Okay. So that's the second point, says the writer. Ubikvius yimei chodesh bedilug hu depligid rav. When do we have the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? When you have a chodesh bedilug. The Rav medami leilikvius yimei chodesh hasidur. Rav says that it's like kvius hachodesh of the sidur. Ushmuel medami leilikvius haflaga. And Shmuel equates it to haflaga. What creates the vesas over here? Is it Yom Tezvav, Yom Tezayin, Yom Yud Zayin? If that's so, then you should only need three. Or do you say it's the haflaga from Tezvav to Tezayin of Nisan to Iyar, Tezayin to Yud Zayin of Iyar to Sivan, and Sivan to Tammuz? What is it? Is it the haflaga or is it the Yom? A beautiful chakira. So that chakira is the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. So Rav and Shmuel both agree in the obvious cases. By a flog, of course you need to be Mishalish Padigluk. That is the Ravid's pshat in this machlokas. Okay. How many people want to just digest this? And how many people want to push ahead? Because things are going to explode a little. Push ahead? Okay, let's go. Now, that's the machlokas. And let us see how we paskin. And we're going to go a little out of order and then come back. Okay, so where do we have this case of Dilug? We have it in the Mechaber and Siv Zayin. So this is the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Okay, so in Siv Zayin, we paskin this machlokas. Leave it up to Chazal b'chachmasan, the Chachmei HaMesorah. Nothing stays simple in the sense that we're going to give each shita, kavod. So by giving each shita kavod, we're going to constantly have to be worrying about both shitas. That's what's going to emerge. So let's take a look in Siv Zayin.
How we paskin?
We're about to read inside. Before we even go to Siv Zayin and Shulchan Aruch, let's even do it in the Torah, because the Torah spells out with the names, so it's even better in the Torah. Says the Torah, Kuf Pei Tes Zayin. I was so excited when I realized to teach the sugya this way, because it's such a neat conceptual way of doing it. To zero it down to this one machlokas, and all the other shilos really stem once we understand that machlokas. All the other vestos and almost all the other machlokios are going to flow from that. So let's take a look at the mechaber, the tour. Kuf Pei Tes Zayin. Ketza Kavas Mea Chodesh Bediluk. Kigon Shirasa B'Chamisha Asa B'Nisam Shisha Asa B'Iyar B'Shiv Asa B'Sivan. V'Ka'amar Rav. D'Hachanami Kavas B'Sholosh V'Yos. V'Choshesh L'Shmona Asa B'Tamas. Rav says, it's like Veses HaChodesh. And she was already Koveya three times. By simply having Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. That's like Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. That's Shitas Rav. Ushmuel Savar, Shelo Kalaveses, Elab Arbarios. She'ein Riyah Rishon Mitztarefes, Kivan She'ein Haflagos Shavos. That once the Haflagos are no longer Shavos, V'lo Kava Ad She'tir Shmon Aser B'Tamos. So what's Koveya is not the Chodesh, it's the Yom HaChodesh, it's the Haflaga. When you have Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, it's the Haflaga. Adds the Torah, V'afil Ushmuel. Im hayl of vesas kodem shischil of achakach shint of rasa bedilug shosh pam kavas bedilug fish afri shona bedilug rasa. He adds, we're not going to focus on this too much right now, but he says, but what happens if she had a different dilug? It wasn't in a vacuum. She had yud gimel. And then she jumped to tezvav and so on. So then he would say that could be Shalosh Palmin because the last of the Yud Gimel would begin the Tezvav. So in a case of where she had It wasn't in a vacuum. She had Yud Gimel going to Tesvav, so Tesvav definitely counts as one. And then you have Tesayin. We'll come to back to that later if that wasn't clear. Rabbeinu Chananel pasuk Rav v'chein kasev arayvid. And here we have a split psak. Rabbeinu Chananel follows Rav. V'Rambam pasuk Shmuel v'chein kasev Ramban v'chein hi maskanas Adon Yavi Arash. So we have machlokes rishonim. How we pasuk? And Rabbeinu Chananel says immediately Tesayin, while the others say Yud Zayin. Okay. In Shulchan Aruch we'll see that as well. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Ketzad kovas mimei hachodesh bediluk siv zayin in Shulchan Aruch. Kigon shirasa v'tesva benisa v'tesayin v'ir v'yud zayin v'simon lo kova veses ad shetira b'yud ches b'tamuz she'ein ria rishonim mitztarefes kivan she'ein aflagos shavos. Moment it's not aflagos shavos, so then in such a case that's going to be fine. And then we say imihu, we'll skip umihu for now. And then says the mechaber v'yeshom afal pi shelo rasa elo b'tesva v'tesayin v'ir v'yud zayin. Take a look at the Yud Gimel, the Be'er Agola, Tur B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel, that Rabbeinu Chananel paskins like Rav. So we have a machlokas between the Iker Psak, you know what, I'm not going to use the word Iker Psak. The first day in the Mechaber follows Shmuel, the second day follows Rav. Okay. Now, Rabosai, things are going to get more interesting. So this is how we have the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and we're choshesh for both days. Let's go to Seif Hei. Now let's go to Keseder. We're going to start not talking about chodesh bedilug. We're going to talk about haflaga. Let's talk about a veses haflaga. Pa'amim shetia haflaga shekovas b'hem aveses bedilug. Let's talk about a haflaga bedilug. So we have that on the board. That we're going to have 20, 21, 22. Okay? In other words, this is an interval. It doesn't matter what day of the month this is. But there's an interval of 20, there's an interval of 21, there's an interval of 22. Pa'amim shetia aflaga shekovas b'hem aveses aflaga veses bedilug. Kigon, shirasa hayom, she saw today, that's hayom. V'rasa shenis lesov, shloshim v'shlishus, l'lamid aleph. She sees for an interval of 31 days. Urevius the lamid base, and then she sees on the fourth for 32. Kava veses ledilug. So then she has a veses ledilug. So let's use the numbers over here. Let's say as much as we can with the Shulchan Aruch. When I was writing these examples, we weren't doing the Shulchan Aruch. So our first interval was 30. Our next interval is 31. And our next interval is 32. So Mechaber says, in such a case, she's going to be Koveya Aveses. 30, 31, 32. So next month, you have to anticipate for 33. An interval of 33. Not day 33, of course, but we're talking about intervals, okay? So that would be the deal. Okay. And here, the Mechaber addresses what you asked, Sam. Kova vesas ha-dilug sh'aflagos, bein she'erchika diluga harbe, bein she'lo erchika el yom echad, kova vesas ha-dilug ha-shava, she'bechol inyan sh'tei mashu riyasa kova vesas. This pattern doesn't only have to be a one-day pattern. It could also be a two-day pattern. It could also be 32, 34, 36, and so on. By the way, I saw a Rishon who also spells out that the same thing will apply in the other direction, that it could be 32, 30, 28, and so on. But it could go in the other direction as well. Tov. So this is the mechaber. Comes along the shach and sifkat and ches. Mashma. Everybody have it. This is where everything's going to come together. Mashma de ba'arba riios kova veses ledilug. V'hainu dafka ladas hayesh machmir de kamot siv zayin. V'chein kasa beprisha siflamid zayin. V'chei mashma v'tosas v'harash sof perik isha gabei mashe kasu d'lo kamar rav d'ir rishon min amin elahecha sher yishon ha'isa b'tesva b'chodesh kim d'riyasa l'min yinimos ha'chodesh. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says as follows. The Shach says, if you hold that the Arba Re'ios are going to be enough, that's only going to be according to the Yesh Machmirim that we saw before. Who are the Yesh Machmirim? The Yesh Machmirim is the Shita of Rav, who says that all you need is Tesvav, Teszayin, and Yudzayin. However, if you hold like Shmuel, just a second, then in such a case, you're going to need more Re'ios. In order to understand what the Shach is saying, we need one more piece of information. Says Tosos on Samach Dalet Omer Alf, the Tosos in front of you, and Dibra Maschil Itmar, Tosos says as follows. Vehecha. It's two lines into the narrow. First word on the line is Kvius. Vehecha in the Tosos. Vehecha de Brishona ein la shiur bechodesh. Tehe ashnia niris dilug min rishona. Dekule alma ein harishona min hanin minyan uba'inan sheteshalish bedilu. Says Tosos something that all of you probably know intuitively. No one is going to say that three re'ios are going to be enough if we're talking about dilu, or more precisely haflaga. When it's three re'ios enough? Three Rios makes sense to be enough only when you have a day of the month. Tezbav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. According to Rav, Tezbav, Tezayin, Yudzayin is going to be enough. But what happens if we're talking about a haflaga? So then no one is going to hold three Rios are enough. Because what is three Rios? Three Rios is a Re'ia, a space of 20, and then another 20. That's only two haflagos. So says Tosos, when Rav said three was only enough, he was talking about Chodesh, and he wasn't talking about Haflaga. That's pretty straightforward, right? So that's why, when we were talking about Haflaga, we need three Re'ios, four Re'ios. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. We always need four Re'ios, even according to Rav. Oh. But that's within Rav. But what about according to Shmuel? What about according to Shmuel? So says Toso, says the Shach, V'chein kosu v'prish, v'chein mashem mitoso arash, gabi mashem kosu v'dilo kama rav d'ri yorishon min aminyin, elahecha sher ri yorishon ha'isa b'tesvav v'chodesh. If we're talking about tesvav, tezayin, yudzayin, and the chodesh, then you only need three according to Rav. Kimim d'riyos l'minyim mos ha'chodesh. Aval imri riyoshon ha'isa b'rosh chodesh. Ushniya b'tezvav l'riyazu. But if we're doing haflagos, ushlishis b'tezayin l'osa riyah, if we're doing haflaga, moder rav, then ma would agree, d'lo kabla v'eses d'ri rishon ha'edim in amin. Of course you can't have three, you need four. Ad kan l'shono. So this is, who is he quoting from? This is Tosos and the Rosh. Umevio beis Yosef. Mashma. Deim, continues the Shach, Deim rasa arba rios, afilu ein riosel l'minim es ha'chodesh, shekava veses l'dilu g'rav. So according to Rav, you need four rios. Says the Shach, ulefizeh, la'poskim b'sif zayin kishmuel. But if we pass him like Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, we're going to need five Re'ios. Why? Because this only works, This is only a veses l'rav. This is only going to be a veses for Rav. But according to Shmuel, we're going to need a 33. Because what does Shmuel need? What was Shmuel's term? Ad shetashlish v'dibug. You need to, how would, triple the dilug. So what does that mean? So what that meant over here was that you needed a fourth re'iyah, yudches. According to Rav, what we need is three full dilugs. This is one full dilug. Sorry, Shmuel, I said Rav, Shmuel. According to Shmuel, you're going to need three full dilugs. This is one, this is going to be one, this is going to be two, and only here is this going to be three. And for some reason, we're going to see the Badei HaShulchan is going to spell out why, this is not going to be considered Shetishalish Bedilu. That's what the Shach does. So what is the Shach doing? What the Shach is doing is as follows. The Shach is pointing out that this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, we'll explain in a moment inside in the Badei HaShulchan, this psak in the Shulchan Aruch, that when you have the dilug of aflaga after four times, that is only going to be consistent with the yesh machmirim of Siv Zayin. But according to the psak in Siv Zayin, that it's choshesh for Shmuel, so then in such a case, you're going to need five. Now, I was bothered, why don't we count this as a dilug? Why don't we say that 30 is a dilug? So the Badei HaShulchan just spells out, he formulates it very clearly. So let's take a look at how the Badei HaShulchan summarizes this. In Sif Katan Lamed Hei, let's take a look. It's the last page in the booklet. And he just does a beautiful job of summarizing this shach. He says, Kigon Shiros Ayom Ruvius Lamed Beis. So we learn that according to the Shulchan Aruch, after 32, she's Koveya the Veses. So says the Badei HaShulchan, v'choshesh b'pam haba liyom lamed gimel. So then she has to be choshesh for lamed gimel. U'b'pam she'achar kach liyom lamed dal v'chein l'olam. V'hine ha'mechaber b'siv zeh sasam k'dei ha'sover she'kviyas ves ha'dilug shove b'minyin riyasa l'kviyas veses liyomim shovin. That this psak is going to work with the sheet of Rav, who holds that dilug is no different than kviyas yomim. Ukeshem sheveses laflago shavas nikva bedal rios kiniska el basif beis hachanami nikva veses laflagos bedilug bedal rios amnam basif zayin leinyan veses achodesh bedilug maisa mechaber gam kein deya shnia. But later on in siv zayin he brought the second deya hasoveres de lo dami leveses hadilug leveses hashave, that they're not comparable. Who was that? That was the shita of Shmuel uleinyan veses lemei achodesh beinan dal rios. So for Veses HaChodesh, Shmuel says you need four Re'ios. That's what we saw in the Mechaber in Sif Zayin. Look for Veses Bedilug. Afal Pishal Veses HaShove, Sagi B'Gimel Re'ios. V'tayma D'Milsa. What was Shmuel's Svara? Mishum D'Leko Shein Dilug Al Re'a Rishona. That Shmuel held that this isn't called a Dilug. Right? Because Shmuel holds that you need to look at the gap itself. You have to look at the gap itself. Okay. So if that's so, Vihine Shom Besiv Zayin L'Inyin Veses HaChodesh Siyim HaMechaber LaHachmir Vayinu LaHachmir Chumre Shneim Ukepo Shepir Shom HaShach V'Hachanami Baha Didan L'Inyin Aflogos Kamkein B'Inu LaHachmir Kechumre Shneim U'tzrich Alocho Shetir LaAflogos L'Amin Gimel Dil Mekav Veses B'Dal Rios Apedilug V'gamba inen gimel pam la'okro mitzad sheni machmirin gam kein lemeimar de lo chav veses lechoshesh laflagus lamed beis miyachrona kedim veses sheni kavua shechoshishim lo b'pam achas v'chein choshesh yom chodesh shel riasa. So what I thought was helpful from the Badei HaShulchan is the Badei HaShulchan says the leko shem dilug al ria rishona vadilug maskil mi ria shina shnia. This is not called doesn't have a shame dilug until you get to 31. It's not called, doesn't have a shame dilug. Just like Tezvah doesn't have a shame, so too, for Shmuel, you're not going to have a shame on the first one. And therefore, the halacha is that you're going to need five according to Shmuel, and that's what the Shach means by us. When the Shach says, Ufiza poskim besiv zayin kishmuel, im kein hachalo kavves dilug, ella b'chamesh re'iyos. You're going to need five re'iyos. Just one thing I wanted to point out a little bit more in his language. Right. He said it even more clearly, right under the Lamed Daled, the Badei HaShulchan says, he says, Ulefi Deazu, right by the Lamed Daled, in his, that corresponds to his footnotes, Ulefi Deazu, Ba'inam Beveses HaFloga B'Diluk He Re'iyos, She'ad HaRe'iyah HaShlishus Leka Shum Diluk. Until the third Re'iyah, there's no Diluk. You only see Dilug at this Re'iyah. This is the first Dilug. This doesn't show us a Dilug. Why? So I was bothered, why is that so? Because I don't know that it's a Dilug until I get to 31. Just like I don't know that there's a Dilug until I got to Tezayin and Tezvav doesn't count, so too I don't know that there's a Dilug until I get to the third Re'iyah. Right? According to Shmuel, it's not enough to have Tezvav, Tezayin, Yuzayin. Why? Because we're going with Dilugs. If we're going with Dilug, so how do I decide that it's a Dilug? Only by Tezayin. So then I need two more. To Yuzayin, to Yudches. Because only now do I know that there's a Dilug. That's Shita Shmuel. So too, when it comes to a flog of a Dilug, I only know that I've got a Dilug when I got to here. Because I don't know that I've gone to Diluc from 30 to 31 until I've gotten to 31. My mind has a hard time wrapping around it. This idea that I see the Diluc is right in front of me. But if you don't see the Diluc, if you're a woman going through your vestos, right? So this is Chodesh Nisan, and this goes up to Iyar. Well, let's make this Adar. So this was Adar. So she had a 30-day interval. She has no idea she's got any Dilug coming. The only time that she realizes that she's got a Dilug is already 2 months later by Iyar.
Wouldn't she realize that?
Just a second. So therefore, the first Dilug is going to be 31. Then I need 32. Then I need 33, according to Shmuel. That's going to be Shita Shmuel. But Rav holds not that way. Rav holds, you don't need Ashit Shalish B'Dilug. And since you don't need Ashit Shalish B'Dilug, so then in such a case, all I need is up until 32. Yes, Sam, go ahead, what was your question?
I mean, you're saying she doesn't know that it's a D-Lug. By the time we get to the end of D-Lug 32, we know that we just had three D-Lug.
Right. So we don't say that. I want to strengthen your kasha. Okay, so here, Shear's over. This is what Adkan. Now we're just going to make things confusing. I want to strengthen your kasha with the following. According to the Ravid's own Hezber, that the Ravid said that the whole idea is that the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rav and Shmuel is, do you look at this as Dilug, or do you look at this as Chodesh, right? So then Shmuel holds that you ignore this because you didn't have a Dilug until Tezayin, and then you have a Dilug to Yudzayin, and then you have a Dilug to Yudches. That would support your idea. That over here you've got one Diluc, two Diluc, three Diluc. Even Shmuel should agree that it's considered Diluc. When does Shmuel disagree according to the Ravid? That you don't just look at it as Chodesh, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. You look at it as the Haflaga. That's the appropriate word to use. You look at the Haflaga from Tez. You look at the gap between Tezvav to Tezayin, the gap between Tezayin to Yudzayin, the gap between Yudzayin and Yudches. While Rav holds, you look at Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. Right? So if that's so that maybe when it comes to Haflaga, both Rav and Shmuel will agree. You look at gaps. But maybe you could look at the gaps, Limafreya, like you said, 30, 31, 32.
And why wouldn't Shmuel say that by Chodesh Bidilug? Or by Chodesh? Meaning, why wouldn't Shmuel be motivated to Rav that Lema Freya? We can see that Tesvav was the first one of the Vesas HaChodesh.
Tesvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin?
Yeah.
No, because you need a divul. You need a haflaga. His whole lamdus is that you need a haflaga.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. What I'm not sure is what the Shach is saying, muchrach in the Ravid's pshat that I love in terms of what the nekudas hamachlokas between Rav and Shmuel is. But that's fine. No, the Shach doesn't have to go with the Ravid's pshat. Remember, I made a big deal that everything starts with this. With this machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, and I love the Ravid's pshat, but I'm not sure if the Ravid's pshat has to go with the Shach. Okay, but Baruch Hashem. So let's review what we did today, b'siyata d'shmaya. So what we did today was we saw that we have Veses L'shoos. We had three understandings of what Veses L'shoos means. Some say that the moment in which a woman sees at a particular time, consistently, you always have to be choshesh for that time. Others understand that it's only because it corresponds to a particular event. And since it corresponds to a particular event, you don't have to be choshesh for the entire day. But that would mean then, if there is a vesa she'ena kavua, and it corresponds to a particular hour, maybe you could be mekel at that time. The Badei HaShulchan understands that's what the Baal HaMor is saying is ridiculous, that we never saw that you could be mekel at a particular hour. And finally, there are some who understand that you just look at intervals of hours entirely. Then we saw the basic difference between a Veses Kavua and a Veses She'ena Kavua, that both of them require bedikos b'shas, the Veses, but one of them, Veses Kavua, is going to be usher until she does a bedika, Veses She'ena Kavua. There isn't a need. Sam had asked me if I'm aware of a chumrah that says that you do need to afterwards. I'm not aware of. And then we described the difference between Veses HaChodesh and a Veses HaVaflaga. And then we saw that Rav and Shmuel, the Ravid points out, has their machlokas by Veses Dilug in the Chodesh, because do you look at the HaFlaga Shabo or do you look at the Chodesh Shabo? Then we saw that in Shulchan Aruch, we're Choshesh for the Shita of Shmuel of Atche Teshalish B'Dilug. And then the Shach says that if that's so then when you have a HaFlaga, then you're going to actually need five Re'ios according to Shmuel, because you haven't seen, the Badei HaShulchan explained, that you haven't seen a dilug at all until you finish the third ri'iyah. So that's how it works. And now we're ready to jump into the deep water of all the different vestos, Mirtz Hashem, for Seder today and on Sunday, Mirtz Hashem. And on Monday, B'siyata D'shmaya, we'll plow ahead with that Kaddish Baruch Hu's help.
Is it correct to view Rav or Shmuel as being Machmir or Mikel? Meaning in the scope of establishing the Veses Kavua,
I don't know. No, I think every here, every...